Welcome to the A1 Content Services Podcast. This is John, and I'm here with some tidbits for your Google My Business page. One of the best things about having your business listed on Google is that Google is allowing businesses to post relevant information that customers can see immediately when they search for your products or services right on Google. The thing is, if you are not using the Google My Business listing properly, it does not mean that customers are going to click through or convert from the page. So today we're going to take a look at a couple of different things that you can do as a business owner to make sure that your Google My Business page is optimized and keeps your customers coming back with more engagement and clicking through to your website, placing a call, or at least getting directions to your brick and mortar store. One of the bad things about Google My Business is that the insights right now are kind of limited. Unless you use URL parameters and track things in Google Analytics, what Google provides you is kind of a base level analytics for your page. Some of the questions you might have when you're at your store might be where your customers came from, where did that new sale come from? Why is it so busy today? Or like, you know, how do your customers hear of you? Those are probably some of the main questions that you can use as a business owner to kind of manage how you present your business, especially on Google. And the thing is, there might not be very simple answers to those questions, but if you're just gonna say, well, they came from the internet, then you have some things to work on. So let's dig into a couple of things that you can do to track the success of your Google My Business page and get it optimized and keep bringing those customers to your store. One of the best things that Google provides for you is URL parameters that you can attach to your analytics. So the first thing you want to do is take all of your external links. That would be Facebook, Twitter, Google My Business, Instagram, even in your email signature, and put parameters on them so that you can track in analytics where these people came from. And if you're not aware of how to use URL parameters, a real simple Google search will send you to the campaign URL builder. And there you can type in your URL, give it some keywords and a source, and that's the basic. And then take that link and put it out there for people to click on. And when they click it, within analytics, you will see that people came from that link based on that source and those keywords. And knowing where the people came from is the first thing that you will need in terms of optimizing anything online, especially your website, your Google My Business page, your Twitter activity, Facebook page, anything that you do. If you can at least monitor the traffic and know where it came from, you're one step ahead of the game. The beauty of analytics is that a lot of people have been tracking more in the last 10 years than they have the 10 years before that. And now there are companies out there that really can help you, and it's pretty affordable for your business. If you attach, say, a tracking phone number to your Google My Business page, that basically gives your business a number that people can call. And it comes to your physical location, but it also will track that those people called you from your Google My Business page. And then you can see specific analytics like how long the phone call was, or, you know, you can track if there was a sale involved and things like that. So if you have like a customer database or a CRM, then you can input those types of things into it and then get some analytics later on down the line. So getting a tracking number for your Google My Business is not a requirement. It does help if you want to really narrow down at least the phone call side of things from your Google My Business page. Now, assume that you're like a roofing contractor and you have your Google My Business page live on Google and you have your link to your website, because it only makes sense to have a website at the same time. What you probably could do is, instead of sending people directly to your homepage, go ahead and send them directly to your services page. That way, the first thing that they see is all the services that you provide, because most likely they search Google for, you know, a roof repair or how much does a roof cost and those types of things. So being sent to your homepage and having to navigate around could be just enough friction to make them click back. Whereas if you send them to the services page right away, at least they're getting the information they want, and then you add a call to action on that page, whether it be your phone number or a form, they can immediately fill out to get a quote. The less friction to that quote or phone call, the better. Now, this is assuming you already have your Google My Business listing situated and approved, and all the basic information is already added. So that's your first, you know, task that you have, and it's just a one-time deal. Once you have it set up, you're set up for good. Now it just becomes part of your reoccurring online management, and being able to manage your Google listing and create posts on your Google My Business page is important for activity and keeping it sort of up to date for everybody that's searching. If you don't have up to date information on your Google My Business listing, Google's not going to reach out to you and let you know. Most of the time, your customers are probably going to let you know unless you see something in your analytics that doesn't look right, and by then it might be too late. Who knows how many customers you may have lost in that time. And that's why it's very important to make sure your Google My Business listing is up to date with information. Maybe you changed hours, maybe you changed your website address, maybe your phone number changed, maybe there's some updated pictures of the exterior or the interior of your business that you want to make sure is up to date. You also want to make sure you're responding to any reviews and any mentions that you see around the web. This might not be very easy. You can't always know where your customers are going to leave a review. And of course, there's third-party companies out there that will help you track that. But for small businesses in a local area, I don't believe it's worth the money to do that, especially if you're dealing with just like a brick and mortar in a local service area. However, it does make sense to reply to every single review, positive or negative. Positive review is great. And replying to them and just saying thank you for taking the time to reach out, and maybe describe some of the services that you provided the person, or just go a little more in depth if they did not. And that just shows the people that you are active on your Google My Business. You appreciate their loyalty and their time to leave the review, and they will also get notified that you responded. So that's just another click on the Google My Business checklist that really adds to the activity of your Google My Business listing. Keeping your Google Business listing up to date does not have to be very difficult. You don't have to go and post updates or posts or products every single week or every day, but a couple of times a month at the minimum, if you can at least do that to show Google that, you know, you are keeping it up to date for customers that are currently looking for your services, that's going to be a huge benefit to the traffic for your business without a doubt. Also, keep in mind that you can adjust your business categories for your local area based on the seasons, as many times as of the year as you want. Now, Google is going to review them and make sure that you're not, you know, a bakery selling ammunition and things like that, but there are a lot of categories on Google My Business. They are expanding that all the time, and if your business changes from season to season, it makes sense to change the category. That will help Google align you with the people that are searching for your services, especially in your local area. One of the cool things about the business listing on Google is that you can update your customers with a simple post, and some of those posts can even be set to expire. So even if you wanted to run, like, say, a promotion, we'll go back to the roofing contractor. If in the spring or in the slow time at the end of the year, you want to run a promotion where you take $500 off the labor for any full roof installation, you can set that post up on Google My Business and then forward them right to a customized landing page where they can call you directly to set up for that quote. And again, you'll be able to track those people from Google My Business because you have the URL parameters involved already, and you'll know they came from there. And that's kind of another way to kind of reward your customers for taking the workflow path to get to your website, to find your services, and to ultimately call or try to get a quote. If you want to see how the posts show up on the Google search, you can see that preview within your Google My Business listing backend, or just simply search for a local company that's in your area and scroll down the page and see how the posts are actually showing up. You get a headline, you get a certain number of characters that you can type in, and you can also create a link, a call to action button where you can also add those URL parameters again, and you can track it. So all that stuff is beneficial, and then Google will give you the insights on those posts as well, how many people saw it versus how many people clicked it, and from there you can continue to optimize just as we had mentioned before. Another nice thing about Google My Business is you can really get in there and dig around, and you can learn what Google has to offer for your local business and play around with it. And once you get used to doing the posts, responding to the reviews, putting out coupons if you have that, if you run any sort of sale, it does not pay to skip Google My Business as an option. Now, one thing I would recommend is if you're going to put anything on Google My Business, you also have to reflect that on your website. You don't want people to click through, find an offer or a promotion or something like that, and then get to your website and get confused as to where the promotion went, or you know, what phone number to call, or you know, if they even qualify for the promotion. So make sure that the information in both places is relevant to the promotion and on your website and to the customers, so that there's less confusion. Like before, when I mentioned the lowest amount of friction possible will lead you to more leads. So just keep that in mind when you're creating any content for your Google My Business page. Also, if this sounds like an awful lot of work and you don't have the time to do it, even though it's just a few posts a week, or just making sure you can maintain the Google My Business page, since Google uses that as a flag indicator on their algorithm, go ahead and contact me. I certainly help other customers with types of things like this, and I can help your business as well. So if you're in the local area and you need some help, I'd be happy to at least take a look at your Google My Business listing if you have one. If you don't, I can help you set one up so that your business is on Google and you can start collecting reviews, which is going to be your first priority. So I think that's it for now. Just wanted to update the local people for their Google My Business listing, and be aware that every business has an option for this. Google is trying to take over basically where Facebook pages is not really working well for people that are searching for services, and they're expanding the services, they're expanding the insights and all that stuff at every quarter. There's more updates, so definitely don't feel like you don't have an option. It's free to set up. It only takes a few minutes, and you can get your business going and growing in your local area in no time. Again, thanks for listening, and I'm hoping that you're getting a little bit out of these podcasts, especially if you have a local business that you're just trying to get a little bit more traffic to, whether it be online or brick and mortar. And if you've found any of my podcasts helpful, it'd be great if you could just subscribe anywhere you get your podcasts, and I hopefully will see you in the next episode.